two out East. You know, they're one of the few teams that won their league championship regular season and then the playoff championship. So, and they can score too. So those three teams, you know, it all comes down to defense and goaltending. I think Michigan's getting better here as the season's gone on as far as team defense goes. St. Cloud's got a real good goalie. They've always been pretty good. And, you know, Kronenbeck plays well. But it's wide open. I mean, this year, more than ever, to me, it's anybody. I wouldn't be surprised by anybody, you know, even Ferris State. Ferris State's got a pretty good team, you know, and so it'll be really interesting to see how things shake down. North Dakota's had a good year, but you know, they're young goalie, and you know it'll be interesting.
I was reading some article today on USCHO.com, and some of the comments by the North Dakota fans were saying, you know, they're screaming bloody murder that the difference from the second overall seed to the third overall seed, which is what they are having to play Northeastern instead of Ferris State. They thought that was just a crime that. I don't know exactly what they were complaining about, but they just felt that they deserved a weaker opponent, I think.
Hey, well, you know what, Ferris State, you know, don't be surprised if they win, you know.
Absolutely.
Northeastern and Ferris both won their league playoff championships. You know, at this time of year, there's no difference. I think last year Providence was a 15 seed.
Right.
14 seed, one year Yale was the last team in. They won it, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's a whole different baby now when you play these one and done games in the tournament, and everybody that's in the tournament has proven they're a pretty good team. There's three teams that have been sitting around for a couple of weeks: BU, Notre Dame, Yale lost their. I think it was their quarterfinal, so they've been sitting around for some time too, and that's good and bad. You know, they can have time to prepare, get rested up, healed, and be ready to go, or you get a little rusty. So it's going to be an interesting tournament.
Why wouldn't the regular season conference champion get an automatic bid?
Yeah, each league gets to choose their automatic bid. So if the WCHA decided, you know, we want our regular season champ to get the auto bid, I think what it does is then why you have the playoffs a little bit, you know, you're trying to have that carrot at, you know, the end of the stick, you know, and just say, well, this is why we're all playing, to give everybody a chance, similar to basketball. I wouldn't even mind going your regular season champ and your playoff champ get bids, mm-hmm. you know, but then you only have four, you know, you're only going to have four, and they say, well, does the WCHA deserve two, or does Atlantic Hockey deserve two, or whatever. But I think when you win a championship over 28 games, then how do you determine between Minnesota State and Tech, you know, when you have co-champions? Right. Is it the team that was the number one seed? You get the bids. So.
Well, and you know, going along with that too, usually the hope is that if your team is first in your league, that you've already got yourself in as a
right.
You know,
and then that happens most of the team. Most of the time anyway. If you're your number one seed, you're already done. Your body of work speaks for itself, and you're already in the tournament.
Some people are sending questions in twice. We're not going to answer that at once. So we'll take a quick break. More of the Mel Pearson Show coming up right after this here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus, and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepsen, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach, wanted to get your thoughts. Mike Eaves let go on Friday after his last game of the season, and obviously has had a ton of success while in Madison there, but no longer.
Yeah, it's always tough, in this profession when you see a coach let go. And Mike, just knowing him personally, was always real good to me, him and his wife Beth, and good people, and recruited one of his sons, actually Patrick, was a great kid. So but Mike's a good hockey guy. I'm sure he'll land on his feet somewhere, and I'm sure Wisconsin will get a great coach for that program too. But it's never easy when you see someone in your coaching body let go.
We've got some seniors that obviously are going to go on and play hockey. And we do. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and this is going to be an exciting time for them. It was hard for them on Friday. If you saw them in the locker room, they sat there for quite a long time, the seniors. It was difficult. It's hard to take that jersey off. And I remember when I had Marty Turco at Michigan. I think they finally had to physically go move them and get them moving, and to take the jersey off, and it was just real difficult. And and he won a national championship that senior year, so it's tough. But these guys will have opportunities, and they're ready for their next adventure. And that's the beauty of college hockey. Spend anywhere from a year to 4 years, and then you get ready for the next adventure wherever life takes them, and they'll do well, whether it's ever playing hockey again or in the business world. They're good people. They did a great job for our program, but they'll have an opportunity. Jamie's drafted by Winnipeg, and I'm sure they're trying to figure out what to do with him. They were here numerous times this year to evaluate and watch him, and Winnipeg does have a lot of goalies in their system, so he might get a chance there. And if not, I'm sure he can become a free agent, and he'll get an opportunity. So I think he's got an opportunity to play. It just depends where. So if he doesn't, I know he wants to become a doctor, and he's a great student. So we'll see what happens. Alex Patan obviously has got a lot of skill, and I know some teams have showed some interest in him. So he's got probably some decisions to make the next few days, whether he wants to go play probably in the American League or the East Coast League to start with, and go from there. So Malcolm Gould, he's probably going to have a chance too. And obviously Patty Anderson, he's got another semester of school. So Patrick, he'll come back and work on his engineering degree. Jimmy Davis wants to get into, he wants to become a strength and conditioning trainer. So he might have an opportunity to stay here on board with us and help our program next year and get his foot in the door. So Walker Highland, I think Walker's already got a job lined up that starts in May.
Oh, wow.
If he wants to do that, I think he's leaning towards that. And then Max Vallis. Max Vallis is a player who has a year of eligibility left if he wants it. So he could be back here. We're hoping to get him back here. We're going to talk to him here this week and just see if he wants to come back and possibly work on a master's degree and get his fifth year in. So we'll see where that goes. But again, just a great group of people. Gave us everything they had. They were real good leaders, good people, the way they handled themselves. And it's going to be sad to see them go.
Really quick, Coach, we are done, but Chef Mark Patillo wants to say that how privileged his staff was in helping feed the Michigan Tech hockey team, and got to see side of these players that many have not seen. Great gentlemen with no exceptions, and thanks you for a great year.
So. Well, thanks, Mark. And obviously our thoughts and prayers are out to his wife, Michelle, too, who's battling some health issues. But Mark's a great guy and a friend of the program, and we always enjoy seeing him. So thanks, Mark.
We are out of time, Coach. We'll set up another, I know you don't like the word off-season, but off-season Mel Pearson Show coming up real soon. Thanks for your help all year long. We had an absolute blast, and that is it for the Mel Pearson Show. Thanks for